From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani declared Friday that Kurdish fighters have seized Sinjar from the Islamic State militants who have controlled it for more than a year. Fighters backed by U.S. airstrikes celebrate as they raise a Kurdish flag atop a government building in Sinjar. The new offensive began Thursday by severing a critical supply route between Islamic State-held Mosul and the group's self-proclaimed capital, Raqqa, in Syria. So far, however, Islamic State is showing no signs of an outright surrender in Sinjar. Also in Iraq, officials say a suicide bomb attack at a Shiite funeral in Baghdad has killed at least 12 people. President Barack Obama has lifted sanctions on Liberia Thursday. White House spokesman Ned Price cited what he calls Liberia's tremendous progress since emerging from civil war in 2003, including its commitment to democracy and development of political and economic institutions. However, the White House says much remains to be done in Liberia, including a presidential election in 2017. Myanmar's National League for Democracy has captured an absolute majority of the parliamentary seats, giving it a landslide victory. This, according to returns released Friday by the Union Election Commission. That will allow the NLD to overcome the military's veto in the legislature, which selects the president in February. NLD leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi is barred by the Constitution from becoming president. However, she had earlier said that if her party is victorious, she will be the one telling the newly selected president what to do. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry says the eyes of the world are on Tunisia and that America wants the country to succeed. He commented from Tunisia, the first leg of a three-nation tour that will focus heavily on political and security instability in Syria.
The other major component of our strategy is the pursuit of a lasting and genuine political transition to a government in Syria that, like Tunisia's, is pluralistic, inclusive, and responsive to the needs of all of the Syrian people.
Tunisia has received broad U.S. praise for its democratic reforms in the aftermath of the Arab Spring uprising. In Tunis, Kerry is meeting with President Bazi Kahid Sahibsi as part of the second U.S.-Tunisian strategic dialogue. The U.S. military says it has carried out an airstrike targeting Mohammed Emwazi, also known as Jihadi John, the notorious British Islamic State militant who has appeared in several videos depicting the gruesome murder of Western hostages. This is British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Emwazi is a barbaric murderer. He was shown in those sickening videos of the beheading of British aid workers. He posed an ongoing and serious threat to innocent civilians, not only in Syria, but around the world, and in the United Kingdom too. He was ISIL's lead executioner, and let us never forget that he killed many, many Muslims too.
While officials say it is not immediately clear whether he was killed, senior U.S. officials, speaking on condition of anonymity, described the strike as a clean hit on the vehicle in which he was riding, adding that it is likely he was killed. U.S. defense officials say two B-52 bombers flew near contested islands in the South China Sea earlier this week and got a verbal warning from the Chinese while in flight. The U.S. military has been ramping up what it calls routine freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, where Beijing has territorial claims. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter fired his top military aide Thursday after he learned about allegations of misconduct against Lieutenant General Ron Lewis. There's no information on what Lewis is accused of doing. A Pentagon official says Carter was surprised when presented with the allegations. A Cambodian court on Friday issued an arrest warrant for prominent opposition leader Sam Rainsy over a defamation case brought against him 7 years ago. The warrant is likely to be seen by many as politically motivated, since it comes as Rainsy's longtime rivalry with Prime Minister Hun Sen intensified this week. From Washington, you are listening to VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.